Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three in this global transmission against tyranny and dehumanization. I'm Alex Jones, your wartime broadcaster in the battle for the Republic against the enemy combatant puppets Bush, Pelosi, and their Rockefeller, Rothschild, World Bank, IMF, Sachs, Coburg, Gotha, Queen Beatrix, Allied Crime Syndicate owners. We will defeat the Allied Crime Syndicate. We will. We don't have a choice. They are coming to build a worldwide control grid to then orderly have one-child policies, forced drugging, forced vaccination, and mass eugenics culling. This is a worldwide alert, a worldwide mayday. Humanity is under massive, scientifically crafted, focused bombardment. Using the basic psychology, sociology, and group dynamics, they are waging war against every existing system that is the bedrock of human activity on the globe. They are attempting to perfect a worldwide control slave prison grid, a prison planet. Worldwide mayday. Mayday, mayday, mayday. And I mean it when I say that. Mayday, mayday, mayday. Humanity is being dehumanized. We're under attack. Mayday, mayday, mayday. Break your conditioning out there. In your gut, you know I'm telling you the truth. In your heart and soul, in your bones, in your marrow. In the heart of your marrow, you know the truth. Get out of the fear. Join us in the final battle for the Republic. Join us in the battle for humanity. Realize how serious things are. Realize the incredible, bizarre tyranny taking place all around us. I have a huge stack of news I mentioned earlier concerning out-of-control police state off of what people say. Mid-flight sexual play lands U.S. couple afoul of anti-terror law. They were kissing and cuddling and were told to stop. And they're being charged with 20 years in prison under the Patriot Act and million-dollar fines. That's AP. In Singapore, a 67-year-old Australian man was joking. What Australian doesn't joke around? They're pretty nice folks. And said, there's no room in here for my bag. Where do you guys put the bombs? He's being charged under international UN law. We'll detail that. Terror law. Press freedom being eaten away, says the London Guardian. PC Mad Britain savages Newell's thought crime. Soccer manager Newell slammed, castigated for saying he's sick of the new women refs that haven't been properly trained. They're talking about his arrest and his firing now. Yeah, that's the freedom. Don't criticize a woman. You go to jail. And again, even if you're against men saying women can't do this or can't do that, men can't have babies. Men don't look super beautiful like you do. Men aren't as smart as you in a lot of ways. They're not as good as a lot of it, but I'm just telling you, we're different. You can't carry an 80-pound pack 50 miles, and you sure can't take on, you know, 10 guys in a trench with a dagger. Yeah, and women can't take as many knife wounds as a man can and keep fighting, and your nervous system and your organs aren't built the same. But again, this is the turning us all against each other is what it's about. Now Daddy Bush is saying that you get infections, by the way, living in a foxhole for a month. But I could continue. Now Daddy Bush slams bloggers. Blames internet for ugly climate, echoes vitriolic rhetoric of web haters. Need to ban that web immediately. Hate crime bill will become law. Total emergency alert by Pastor Ted Pike. Democrats control means hate bill will pass. We'll get into all of this and more. GPS surveillance creeps into daily life. Reuters official says U.S. may mull preemptive strike on Iran. Another article. Out of the Malaysian Sun, Israeli defense official says Israel may attack Iran within a month. Ahmadinejad's nuclear success celebration set for next month. We'll cover it all. Cardinal says they've got to get rid of our government and our border and get rid of it now. They're going to butcher the border fence that never was going to be built. Don't tell me hiccups are coming up. It's when I eat my lunch too fast and 1 minute breaks. And when we get back, I'm getting into Iraq and one of the greatest crimes in modern history. Stay with us. Fire up your soul. Wake up. Tune into reality.
It's
year. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I'm going to get into all the news and continue to take your phone calls. I've been trying to get Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on, former head of the Policy Department of Treasury, for about a week, but he was moving from, I think it was Georgia to Florida. And he's at his new house, and he said he could come on today, but not the rest of the week. So at the bottom of the hour, he will be joining us. I wanted to have him Thursday or Friday, but we can't. So we'll have him on to respond to the election, everything that happened here in about 23 minutes from now. Okay, 24 minutes and 14 seconds to be exact. If we're able to get him, we're calling him back right now. I know we got a lot of calls here. We'll get to you, too. Let me just briefly get into Iraq. I was thinking about it this morning, and it really hit me. And I called Paul Watson and gave him the download and told him, you know, I think you ought to do a report on it. He or Steve or somebody around here. And that is, you know, the headline should be 2.15 million Iraqis dead, 22 million to go. Since 1990, okay, that is 16 years ago. It's right at 16 years. They have been under sanctions. They have been dehumanized. They've gone from first world to well below third world. Lancet, the British Medical Journal, who was allowed access to Iraq as they're part of the Coalition of the Willing, did a two-and-a-half-year study and concluded that since the war began, the new one, the three-and-a-half-year-old war, 654,000, and then it was 200 and something, I forget the exact number, Iraqis have died from war-related incidents. Okay? Over 12,000 U.S. troops have died from complications, but they say only 3,000, you know, died on the ground before they were flown out. If you die in Ramstein, Germany, it doesn't count. okay? Over 1,000 in Afghanistan. I mean, these are bad numbers, okay? But think about the Iraqis. Over 1.5 million, but we're being conservative with the admitted number of 1.5 million from the late 1990 through 2003, March 23rd of 2003, over 1,500,000. Think of, visualize how many sports stadiums that is with 100,000 people in each one. I don't have a calculator in front of me. Maybe you can do it, Scott, or maybe I can just do the math right here. I can't really do it while I'm talking. In fact, I meant to do that earlier. How many hundred thousands goes into 2.15 million? 2,150,000. That is conservative, guaranteed. The number's probably a few hundred thousand higher. But conservatively, 2.15 million. How many sports stadiums is that? And this isn't Adolf Hitler 60 years ago. This isn't Joseph Stalin 55 years ago. This isn't Mao 45, 30 years ago. He did it during that period, 45 to 30 years ago. The biggest killing still goes on. It's ongoing. It was 55 million a decade ago. Now it's up to 60 mil. I mean, let's talk about that. Okay, I mean, this is massive concerted program. And the Pentagon wrote about breaking it up, balkanizing, and driving it down to third world status. They're doing it. I mean, do you really believe that hundreds of troops in official uniforms driving armored vehicles just pull up out of nowhere in downtown Baghdad, right by the green zone, and grab 150-plus people? Now the number's growing out of a university just magically. And no one stops them, no one. It's just like U.S. Anglo troops go in with over 50 Iraqi National Guard, go into that mosque for an entire evening planting bombs and then blow the roof off, and none of our troops stopped it because it's an inside job. Clearly, we've had the former top CIA analyst here on to tell you that. Ray McGovern said, oh, clearly that's an inside job. I mean, this is bad. I mean, this is Pol Pot. Our government's just Khmer Rouging. So when you hear that the new Iraqi military is insurgent, well, because our government is the insurgent. See, that's how the New World Order wins, folks. They play both sides. So the university's trying to stay open. Every university is closed indefinitely in Iraq now. And it's going to continue. So think about that. 1.5 million. 2,150,000, I keep saying that number, and counting. I mean, you've got a country, depending on the estimate in 1990, between 24.5 and 25 mil, and it's admittedly now 22 million and going down. I mean, Global's doing a pretty darn good job. A place used to have, rock and roll Western music stations and women running around without wearing their headdresses, and most of the graduates were women. You know, we've talked about all this. That swimming pools and everything, movie stars. I mean, the whole deal, folks, Christians, Jews, living in peace. Because, again, Saddam had been put in by the U.S. back when there was a different policy. But he was pumping too much oil and giving it to his people, and that is just not allowed. Serbia, it's not allowed either. And so now they have a quadrupling in birth defects. It was a tripling, now a quadrupling. That's official medical journals as well. Our troops come back and have the same thing. That's what DU does. It settles in tissues that, a regular tissue will just get cancer later. Some muscle tissue in your bicep, but things that are very hormonal and have a big exchange. That's why normally the glandular organs get cancer, not to mention the troops getting testicular and ovarian and liver cancer from it and lung cancer. So it's a hell on earth. And it's all by design, and the mass extermination is going on in plain view in front of everyone. And there's your agenda, 2.15 million. And that isn't discussed enough. The Lancet Journal comes out with their doctors in the field and say, well, our conservative estimate is 654,000. And they stressed and published their data, and all these other scientists and statisticians looked and said, oh, yeah, it's accurate. It's probably much worse. Probably hundreds of thousands higher. Now, I want that to burn in and sink in real good. Because a lot of soft, good old boys out there listening who make the parking lot comment every day about just nuke them. You don't know these people. You don't know their history. You can't find them on a map. You're shameful. And do you think a government that will do that to those men, women, and children, and those wonderful, Iraqis are wonderful people. I know some of them. Wonderful, smart people. Funny people. And I look at the photos and the video of those women and children, and it makes my guts boil. And again, empathy isn't something a wimp does. Oh, I'm this bleeding heart that literally just got tears in my eyes. It's because empathy is recognizing something happening to someone. You want to help them because subconsciously in your ingrained programming, you don't want it to happen to you and your people. And none of us are safe. I mean, if these globalists will kill 2.15 million right in front of everybody, right in front of everybody, what will they do to us? And let me tell you, the New World Order has always hated America. They're getting rid of our borders, butchering, attacking the family. They've always wanted to Pol Pot America. They've always wanted to Khmer Rouge America. They've always wanted to Stalin and Hitler and Mao and Fidel America. And you know what? When they get their thing in place and they decide and they do their threat assessments and they decide that they want you to fight back, but they decide you can win and repulse first the first wave of our own military, then the second wave of foreign occupation. If they think they can win that, they're going to do it. Let me tell you something. You're going to see New Orleans-type gun confiscation everywhere. You're going to see your children broken up from you and put on trucks and taken away from you. They're planning it. NORTHCOM says it. I remember 7 years ago, Marine Corps colonel saying on video, this is for America. I videotaped them breaking up the families. And I'd much rather wake those Marines up, but I tell you right now, folks, that are you going to lay down and get on the trains, which they've got with the shackles and the boxcars? That's admitted now. That urban legend turned out to be true. Are you going to go with them in their vans and their flatback trucks? I'm asking you right now. I'm asking you right now. Are you going to let them do that to this country? Are you going to let them do to us what they've done to the Iraqis? Now, they're sophisticated. We tried to say no to the Iraq war. We told the world we're against it. That's the only good thing that came out of this. All the bad now comes. The free speech restrictions, the hate crimes legislation, the open borders, the North American Union, what Bush couldn't get out of his Republican Congress. Oh, it's just so sad. It's so sad to see this happen. And I'm not going to be part of it. I'm not going to go along with it. That's why I'm here. That's why I was here at 1 o'clock in the morning last night. And it's why I'll be here at 1 o'clock in the morning tonight. Because everything in my body, every cell in my body, believe me, I'd rather be making love and eating good food and hunting and fishing. But I don't even really do that, folks. I literally am totally committed to this fight. And when I do take off a few days, I feel racked with guilt because I realize, man, it's on. I'd like to live a normal life. I'd like to not have fear of a SWAT team kicking down my door and dragging me out of my house in some trumped-up charge. I'd like to not have those concerns, but I'd like to not have to worry about my family, but I have to go through that fear and use that fear and transmute that fear into courage and honor and stand tall and stand up for those Iraqi children, because if we don't stand up for those little babes, it's better for us to tie a millstone around our neck, to tie a boulder around our throats and tie it around our neck and throw it in the deepest sea. I will not be part of the Dying Corps kidnapping rings. And you are part of it when you don't speak out against it. I will not be part of CPS Coast to Coast taking children for medical experiments. I will not be part of any of it. There's not even a choice. There's not even a discussion of this. There shouldn't even be a debate going on in your mind. You should commit wholesale right now. You should be running to the guns in the InfoWar. Before it goes hot, you should turn up the heat on this cold war of information and wield the sword of truth and cleave the enemy's heads from their bodies. Move forward, never stop, know we're winning. Don't listen to enemy transmissions saying we're losing. That's their desperation. Move forward, rise, sleeping giant.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb? Mother, do you think they'll like this song?
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us. Let's blitz through your calls as quickly as possible. They're saying they're going to euthanize any disabled babies and now even premature babies. Just kill them. Not let them die. Kill them in England. Again, you don't care about a million, 2 million, 2.1 million, 2.15 million dead Iraqis. Oh, they'll just kill you. You see, if you think their life's worthless, your life's worthless too, Bubba. You didn't know that's how the world works? What comes around goes around. You reap what you sow. Let's talk to James in Michigan, and then we'll talk to Teeth and Chris and Barbara and others. Go ahead, James.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to say thank you so much for doing what you do. I woke up to everything that was happening about 3 years ago when I first watched a Road to Tyranny film. And ever since then, I've been researching and putting up the good fight against the New World Order, telling all my friends and my family.
Yeah, 5 years ago when I made Road to Tyranny, we were on the road. Now we arrived.
Yes, yes. And I just want to thank you so much for what you do. You're a real patriot, Alex, and I can't thank you enough. And God's really leading you. He opened my eyes, and I thank him for you and what you do in the truth movement. We will win. We will win the fight. And I want to thank you.
Well, I know this. We've got to do the right thing. And it's going to be a lot better fighting them than rolling over to them. They've told us no quarter, folks. That means they're not going to stop. It means you can get on your knees, and they're going to run up and battle axe you in the head. Of course, that'd be a sweet way to go. They're going to drug you into oblivion, one-child you, euthanize you. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Keith in New Jersey. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Couple things I'll make it real quick. Number one, as far as a lot of people not believing about gun confiscation, I just found out in Illinois, I'm not sure if you're familiar with CAGE, Chicago Anti-Gun Enforcement.
Yeah, they shut CAGE up 5 years ago. They go around the minute, you know, 85-year-old World War II veteran's gun permit goes out, they SWAT team their houses and confiscate all the guns.
Yep, they did it again 2 days ago. Law-abiding citizen. Not a gun runner, not a drug dealer. A law-abiding citizen.
Well, that's the whole point. Illinois is a great state, great people, but it's run by the mafia. Going back to the old Daily machine, it was a puppet towards Al Capone and others, and they're not going to stop.
And my last.
I mean, you think a guy breaking in your house wants you to be armed? Criminals run the country. They want our guns. What does a criminal do when he robs a bank? He tells us the security guard or the off-duty cop, drop your gun on the ground, put your hands up. They told us. They came in. They're sticking us up. They're going, put your guns down on the ground. It's real simple.
And another thing, since we're using military nomenclature, as far as being special forces, I know a lot of people don't want to take the front lines on the info war. Here's what I suggest for you college and high school students. If ever you have to do a report on banking or history, slip in a few things about the New World Order. At least plant the seeds. So when people run across this information in the future, they'll be more receptive to it. Another thing, Christmas is coming up. Now, I know you've been saying to buy your videos and give them out as gifts. Here's a better idea. Buy these three videos, Loose Change, Freedom to Fascism, Terror Storm. Find your local police department. Pick about 5 or 6 different cops. The higher the rank, the better. And here you go.
And most of the time, they'll thank you. Everywhere isn't like Lyon County, Kentucky, where they arrest you, but yeah.
Yeah, and I've done that a couple times. And last but not least, donate to a couple libraries. Oh, and also public access. If you have public access available to you, just run down to your local cable station. Hey, I like the film played. I don't care if it's played at 1 in the morning.
Hey, good job. Good to hear from you. Got to jump. Chris in Texas, go ahead. Chuck in Texas, sorry.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to make this quick here.
Chuck, you hadn't called in about 2 years. Good to hear from you.
You remember me, all right.
I remember you. You're from San Antonio.
Uh-huh. That's a fact.
Elephants don't forget, usually, but...
Yeah, I just I've been having a lot of stuff going on here.
But, I understand.
Had to call in on this one. We had a new police chief about a year ago, William McManus, and
he replaced Al A. Phillips, a great American.
Uh huh. And now this guy, he went to top school there in Washington, D.C. He was from Dayton, Minneapolis. And the whole time so far, he only passed his Texas Peace Officers exam, I think it was a couple of days ago. But they have a story on 8A about how now he's allowed to carry a gun and
Yeah,
wear
they
a badge.
Train them all in D.C. or L.A., and most of them are CIA, and they ship them in. Stay there. I'm going to let you finish up real quick on the other side. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joined us, a lot more.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs. Here that hide behind walls. Here that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won. You want me to believe, but I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain. Like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten all the triggers for the others to fire. And then you sit back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear that can ever be hurled. Fear to bring children into the world for threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins.
Welcome back. I think Bob Dylan says it all there, doesn't he? Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us. Barbara, you'll be the only caller I have time to get to because of our guest being here, but I will get to you if you hold in the final segment. I'd love to hear from you, Barbara, in Texas. Or is it Tennessee? I never look at this, my writing right here. I wanted to get Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on. He was the head policy number two, Department of Treasury, the father of Reaganomics, a real conservative. I wanted to get him on just to get his take. I was just talking to her in the break, and I said, we're screwed. And he said, yeah, we're screwed. I mean, we're in deep trouble, folks. The Democrats did worse than I thought they would. No fence. We already knew that. They didn't really fund the fence. They're going to pass a hate crimes bill banning free speech in America. Preachers are already being arrested for praying on street corners. Preachers are already being fined for reading out of the Bible. This is happening in America, not Canada, not Germany. They are just butchering the entire country. And we are, it's just horrible. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, I thank you for joining us and giving us your analysis of the election and where you think things are going from here, sir.
Well, you've made me a seer, have you, Alex? I don't know that they're going anywhere favorable, but they may not be going as many unfavorable places. I don't know whether the Bush regime will be able to attack Iran now. I think that the people voted against Republicans. They did not vote for a Democratic agenda. And I think they're hoping to get the war over with. And I think they're concerned about this torture legislation and the detainee legislation, because the most serious thing that has happened to the United States in my lifetime happened last month when Bush got the detainee legislation passed and the torture legislation passed. And what this now means is that anyone in the United States, a citizen, a permanent resident, an illegal, anyone can be designated by any of a large number of government officials and military officers as a suspect. And if they're so designated, they can be arrested and imprisoned forever.
And administratively have their citizenship revoked. And then something that kind of went unnoticed was the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007. That abolishes the governors and posse comitatus. That's now been analyzed, and top legal scholars on the left and right say it clearly does that. And now the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and others, seems like they've circled the wagons with Bush. You're right, we sent them there. People sent them there to stop the war, to repeal that stuff. And they're saying, we're not going to repeal any of it, and you can go fly a kite. What do you say to that?
Well, I think we have to take it with a grain of salt until they actually get in office in the next Congress. Because right now, if they make too many threats, how do you know Bush won't declare martial law and arrest them all?
Or mail more anthrax to the Capitol?
Yeah, right. You don't know. I think that they'll... well, they're corrupt, too, of course. But I think that they will take some notice of the public, and they will not expose themselves any sort of detrimental position. So they can't start yelling and screaming now because they're not in power.
Sure. Dr. Congressman Ron Paul, Dr. Roberts, also on the show said overall it's good, but how can it be good if they're saying they're going to ram through First Agenda, open borders, amnesty, guest worker, and the hate crimes legislation? And how can it be good if they're saying they're not going to investigate Bush or not have impeachment? I mean, you and a few others are saying that maybe they'll do good. I'm seeing such unified since last week on Wednesday, the day after the election, before even the Senate was decided, they were already, you know, on the same talking points. I don't see good indicators there.
Yeah, well, they may not be good indicators, but you can imagine how much worse they would be had the Republicans kept control of the Congress. So I think that we can have some hope, and we, of course, we do have Conyers' impeachment report, and it's pretty thorough.
So you think that the separation of powers is key, and that the very nature of men and women seeking power, the Democrats won't be able to keep their hands off the zeitgeist, the lever of power, and so just for political selfishness, they're going to launch salvos at Bush?
Yeah, I think that they're as interested in power as he is, and they will have it in the Congress, and they will probably not, for party reasons, be willing to sacrifice the legislative power to the executive, the way the Republicans were. And I think the war thing is worn off, and we know it's a disaster.
Do you agree with the analysis that the Baker boys, the oil companies, the cleaners have come in to kind of spank the neocons and now de-escalate things? Because Israel's saying they may go ahead and attack this month. Bush said yesterday when he met with the Israeli ambassador that he may go ahead and then back up an attack. Do you think that's just sword rattling?
Yeah, I think if Bush gets into another war right now when we've already lost two and we don't have any way of getting the troops out of Iraq whole, that he will have pushed far beyond what he can get away with. That's just my sense of it. And I think that the Israelis can create as much hell for themselves until they just won't be there.
But if Israel, through insane chutzpah, attacks Iran, that's going to send the world into an economic spiral. I mean, all of the financial experts have said the dollar's teetering. There's all sorts of serious problems everywhere, and that it's going to cause, that it's guaranteed to trigger a global recession, bare minimum.
Well, it'd be a very reckless thing to do for a number of reasons, and that, of course, would be one of them.
But Israel is reckless. Why do you think Israel is so, I mean, there's no reason for them to attack Iran. Why are they so wild?
Well, it's the government they've got now. It's probably the least competent of all of their incompetent governments. And it's they were trying to seize the chance with the neocons in power in America to clean all of their enemies, potential enemies, out of the Middle East. And what they've done instead is to create that Shiite Crescent that runs now from Iran through southern Iraq into Lebanon, and they have weakened all of our puppets in Egypt and Jordan and Saudi Arabia and Pakistan, so that if they keep pushing the way they're doing, attack Iran, we could see regime change in Egypt. And
Hosni Mubarak, the lifetime dictator. Going back, we're talking to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, father of Reaganomics, former Wall Street Journal editor, and number two, Department of Treasury, really the head of the Treasury, the head technician there. Tactician. You've been at the highest levels of government. You've been around the Republicans that kind of spawned the neocon progeny. You've been there. What do you think after this election is going on in the White House right now with their insane hubris?
Well, I think they've been chastened. And I do think that the old Republican establishment has decided that they can't let this neocon madness continue because it's wrecking the Republican prospects. So I do think that they will reassert some control, and one consequence, I think, will be the professional bureaucracies in the executive branch will regain some of their power, which has been completely taken away from them by the neocons, so that things will get back into more balance and less recklessness.
Well, Dr. Roberts, you agree with me there in the break, though, that we're in a lot of trouble. This is, I mean, I respect a lot of your opinions and your analysis. You're saying things are looking a little bit better now with what you're saying here on air. And there is another kind of wild card, joker in all of this, and that's that they were having trouble containing leaks on planet WMDs and white slave rings and everything else. Now, with the Democrats coming in, most of the analysts are saying we're going to see an explosion in leakers as the perceived power of the neocons has been dimmed. How do you think that wild card may play into things?
Well, if the leaks are explosive, it may lead to some serious thought about impeaching Bush. I agree with you. We're in a serious situation, and the main reason, in my view, we're in a serious situation is we've lost habeas corpus, and we have lost the protection from arbitrary and tyrannical government power.
And we've had that since 1215, and Runnymede and the Magna Carta.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Hillary and the Schumers of the world are going to love having those powers. The Democrats, I don't think, are going to repeal any of that unless we force them.
Well, you know, the ACLU is very much trying to get these things repealed.
But you know they're infiltrated, and I think they're there to drop the ball and create bad precedent.
Well, I don't know. In my opinion, all of this happened because of 9/11 and the interpretation put on 9/11, and it was a cover for stealing power from the people and making the people vulnerable to police state actions.
I agree. Stealing America.
Yeah.
So here's my question. If 84% in a Angus and Reid scientific poll conducted for the New York Times and ABC News believe the official 9/11 story is a lie, then that shows that even though they've not been convicted in a physical court, the court of public opinion, it's a big, fat elephant in the living room. I mean, everybody knows now what you've tentatively and tenuously said 9/11 is an inside job. Clearly, do you think that's broken their back to a certain extent?
I think if there's ever a real investigation of 9/11, it'll break their back. but Bush could actually get impeached without 9/11 ever getting officially cleared.
It's like getting Al Capone on tax evasion instead of murder.
Right, that sort of thing can happen. You see, Alex, I agree that things are bad and the Democrats are a weak read and unreliable, just like the Republicans. But the consequence of Bush has been to weaken the United States in every respect, financially, economically, diplomatically. We're more isolated. We can't pull the same strings and issue the same orders. We meet resistance in the world.
The soft power has been flushed down the toilet.
The soft power is totally gone, and the hard power is bogged down in Baghdad. They can't occupy Baghdad. So how are they going to conquer the Middle East? And Israel couldn't defeat 5,000 Hezbollah fighters. So I think that there was a lot of hubris and overreach. And so we may gain back some of our rights, and we may actually get some accountability.
Unless they pull a rabbit out of a hat and blow up a city or release a bioweapon.
Well, I think now that's more risky for them to do it because, as you pointed out, many people don't believe them about 9/11, and a repeat performance could be harder to get away with.
Well, that's been my goal every waking hour, waking up in cold sweats, trying to prove it as an inside job to break that tool in front of their faces. And I think we've, to a great extent, done it. And I just thank God for everybody's action on that. But it's like a 12-round heavyweight prize fight. I mean, we're in the 12th round, but we're both bloody and stumbling around. Folks, we're far from winning this thing, but we are in the fight.
Yeah, I think there is a fight, and I think that the rest of the world
looks askance at the United States and at the Bush administration and at the neoconservatives. So, in a way, that also ropes him in. You see, I mean, Rumsfeld is gone, and they're filing charges against him in Germany. Now, he may go nowhere, but he'll never know if he travels abroad.
Well, exactly. You can beat the rap.
But he's going to be picked up somewhere.
You can beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride. The image of him being indicted, exactly.
That's right. And this will happen to the rest of them, too. It'll happen to the rest of them, and none of them will ever be sure where they can go without somebody knocking on the door and arresting.
Well, it's like Soros and Kissinger already can't go to 50-something countries.
Oh, I didn't know that. I knew Kissinger had some trouble. I didn't know about Soros.
Oh, yeah. We'll be right back with some final comments from Dr. Paul Kirk Roberts. We'll also talk to Barbara.
This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, for me, it's just watching the Democrats come in is like seeing an old, disgusting neighbor or enemy you thought you'd never have in your life again being back, and all their little bug eyes and all the sick stuff they do. They're totally controlled by the globalists. But, it is a defeat for the overall agenda. But the problem is the big banks and the money men and the defense contractors, they've made their trillions now off this fiasco. They just kind of blame their front men, the neocons. But they I don't know. Before we go back to Dr. Roberts and take a final call here, Terror Storm, last time I checked, was number 17 on the Amazon.com bestseller list. That is the New York Times video sales list. We want to push it to number one. I'm asking you for the help to do it. It'll be key for getting it placed in more stores around the country. It's so important. It's only $12. It's available at Infowars.com, link through over to Amazon.com. I want to go to number one. And we can do that if you go buy a copy today, or multiple copies, and give them as gifts, and do your Christmas shopping and be done. Go buy 20 copies. You can't beat it at that price. We discounted it down to nothing, so it would move. And Terror Storm is available right now by linking through at Infowars.com, or you can call and get a copy, 888-253-3139. Dr. Roberts, what do you say to the whole police state, as you said, is still in place? And I mean, sure, the neocons may short circuit, but the Democrats just take the baton and move forward. How do we stop Hillary and others?
Well, I don't know. What we want to do, and what we most important thing that we do, is to be sure we repeal the detention and torture legislation. That's essential. I think it can be done because it's unconstitutional. I don't even think the current Supreme Court would uphold it.
Did you see the Posse Comitatus annihilation that happened last month?
Well, we can. I think we have to reinstate that as well, because we don't want the military serving as domestic police. But actually, Alex, the police are already militarized.
I know, yeah.
They have these SWAT teams. They've all got military weapons. It's already militarized. And so, in a sense, the Posse Comitatus is lost with these SWAT teams. But
still, it's the federalization and the integration, and Chertoff's integrating in the CIA.
Well, that's right, Alex. But just remember, the most important thing is that they can knock on your door right now and carry you off, and nobody ever see you again. A judge will never know about it. You'll never appear in court. That's the most important thing. This has been impossible since about 1680 in England. And it's now possible in the United States.
Yes, so, sir. I really appreciate you joining us. I appreciate your patriotism, Dr. Roberts, and I hope to get you back on in the next few weeks for more analysis. Folks can read your great writing at Lou Rockwell and many other places. We have stories up on Infowars.com. Godspeed, my friend.
Well, I know you'll stay on their case.
Oh, don't worry. I'm a pit bull on their throat.
That's right. That's where you belong.
God bless you, sir. All right, let's go to Barbara in Tennessee. Let him go early so we can talk to you. Barbara, go ahead. You got about a minute.
Hi, Alex. Listen, I've been listening to you for 5 years, and I just want to let you know my heart breaks, too, for the Iraqi people. And I also wanted to let you know that I received my Freedom to Fascism and the Terror Storm. I watched Freedom to Fascism last night. I was so motivated and encouraged just to know that we have someone like Aaron Russo with us in the fight. And I wanted to share this with everyone. Bush Sr. referred to all of us as butsters, which means we're broke, useless, and depressed. And
yeah, he said the butsters on the blogs, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so that's what the arrogant elitists think of us. And we need to keep that in mind and just keep fighting. And
well, it's like James Bond said in that movie. He said, "Do you expect me to talk?" And they say, "No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die." They yeah. want to kill us.
That's right. That's right, Alex.
I'm not joking when I say that, boys and girls.
It's true. He's right.
Hey, yeah. I really appreciate you. Call me back another time, okay? But thanks for your support. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless you all. Get Terror Storm.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.